Janet Hoff and the AM 1400 WBRJN News Center. The AccuWeather forecast for tonight, partly cloudy, a low of around 60. The case of the Kenosha man accused of the murder of Sturtevant's Barrett Beck in 1990 is in the hands of the jury. Closing arguments were heard this morning in the case of Dennis Brantner, who has been charged with Beck's death. Her family was among those in a packed Fond du Lac County courtroom this morning, as District Attorney Eric Toney outlined the state's case against Brantner, and his attorney said the state failed to prove that Brantner murdered the teenager, who was on her way to a seminar in the family's van. 9 fingerprints linked to Brantner were found in that vehicle. The man critically injured when he apparently struck a deer while on his motorcycle Saturday evening has been identified as 30-year-old Kyle Sultan of Caledonia. Sultan was airlifted to Frederick Hospital by Flight for Life late Saturday evening after the accident was discovered apparently by another motorcyclist at the intersection of Highway V and Stephanie Way. Racine County Medical Examiner Michael Payne says Sultan passed away late Sunday night. The accident remains under investigation. Mention the name Bob Letch and you think St. Catharines boys basketball, but this coming season there will be someone else on the sidelines as the 72-year-old one-time student of the school has decided to call it a career. 2 years ago, he was almost forced to leave, but for a community uprising against an unpopular move by the school president at the time in reference to a student's eligibility.
I went to my review, which I never had in 48 years, but the new president knew. President, he wanted everybody to have reviews, which was, you know, to me is ridiculous. If you got a problem, all my ADs that I had great ADs, John McGuire and Tom Scheller and Jeff Tarkowski and Chuck Wood. If we had a problem, we would sit down and talk about it. But this guy, you know, he wrote me up.
You may get to hear Bob Letch doing color work on WRJN high school basketball games this fall, saying the two he worked last year were fun. High political drama could be in the offing when Republicans convene their national convention in Cleveland July 18th and nominate their presidential ticket, which at this point starts with Donald Trump. A dump Trump undercurrent may be present as House Speaker Paul Ryan gavels the session to order, but he downplays the friction. More immediately, Congressman Ryan will have to deal with the House reconvening next week after the recent Democratic sit-in, reference to gun control bills, a move he labeled a stunt and as a disappointment.
We believe in having a civil, democratic process, a deliberative process where we civilly and calmly debate ideas, discuss and vote. And I'm disappointed that they chose to upend that and to descend it into chaos. I'm disappointed that they chose that route.
On a broader scale, Speaker Ryan hopes the financial markets will settle down this week following steep losses after Britain's decision to pull out of the European Union. 2 days before the 47th anniversary of the Stonewall Rebellion in New York, which started Gay Pride Day in America, Racine's 8th annual Gay Pride March and gathering at Monument Square was attended by a crowd of about 150. Reverend Kay Glannon of Sacred Journey's spiritual community talked about hatreds and violence rearing their ugly heads over and over in the past year while adding, "I've had enough.
I've had enough of discriminatory laws. I've had enough of Christian churches who say that this is a sin. You don't have to repeat that. That was a lot. I'm tired of hearing the prejudice and the bigotry coming out of places that espouse a God of love. It doesn't make any sense, and I'm done."
Racine Mayor John Dickert's proclamation was read by Alderman Melissa Lemke, while State Senator Bob Wirch's statement mentioned a way to go when it comes to equality in this country. The Wilson Center for the Arts Board in Brookfield has announced that one-time news reporter and County Executive Communications Director Lynn Sprangers will become president and CEO August 1st. The Wilson Center hosts and presents performing and visual artists and offers a variety of arts education programs. After leaving the county back in 2000, Sprangers joined the Milwaukee Brewers and most recently was vice president for communication and community engagement at Mount Mary University. Janet Hoff, AM 1400, WRJN News. The AccuWeather forecast is coming up.